I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as summer approaches, we'll talk about why so many minorities don't swim and why that matters. And we'll talk to a woman who's trying to change that. That's a little later. But first, we want to talk about the media, specifically newspapers. If you started your day with a paper and a cup of coffee, you're not exactly alone, but you are part of a slowly shrinking universe. Many respected papers are in trouble. In the last month alone, the owners of both the San Francisco Chronicle and the Boston Globe have threatened to shut down those respected dailies. It made us wonder how the economic slowdown is affecting newspapers that serve racial and ethnic minorities. For answers, we're going to turn to Richard Prince. He's author of Journalisms. It's an online publication about diversity issues in the news. Also with us is John Traynor, publisher of OI, a Spanish-language newspaper owned by the Tribune Corporation. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Hello, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. John, let's start with you. You joined OI 10 months ago. And before that, you used to place advertising in Spanish-language newspapers across the country, which is a background I bet is very useful at a time like this. But as I understand it, your publication is actually doing fairly well. Your revenues have been up since you came in. How'd you do it?
Well, I think because my background is more on the advertising side, I've been really focusing on driving revenue on that side. We're a free publication, and our business model is only on advertising. So I think that that really helped.
And have you? I understand that cutting costs has been part of getting the revenue up. How have you cut costs? Have you had to lay people off?
One person, and we rehired her once things turned around. Something very interesting happened. With the recession, our mindset really changed. And the culture of driving change within the organization has been key. Our revenues are up this quarter, about 25% from the previous quarter of last year.
Okay. Richard Prince, across the country, how many minority and ethnic newspapers depend on advertising, and is that as opposed to subscriptions?
I think advertising is key to all of them. You know, these publications don't have very large circulations, particularly when you consider the populations of these cities. We're talking about cities that have populations in the millions and black newspapers that have circulations in the thousands. So, you know, I think advertising is key to their success.
And as you know, of course, ethnic media has a long and storied history in this country, and particularly in some communities that have been underserved by general audience media. You cover both minority journalists in majority, you know, or general audience media and ethnic media per se. Are the issues affecting ethnic media the same as general audience media, or do they have distinct pressures that are affecting them?
Well, they have some distinct pressures in terms of the content. You know, it's up to the ethnic media to home in on issues of particular concern to those readers. And when you have mainstream media able to get reporters of those ethnic groups on their staffs, with a higher salary and more resources, it does increase the challenges for those for the ethnic media. What they've been able to compensate somewhat by, for example, the Obama election is a perfect example. Our newspapers here in Washington, the Afro-American, for example, and the Informer, realizing that the tremendous thirst for news of the Obamas has had the Obamas on the cover for practically every issue since the election. So that's one way that they're trying to exploit, you know, what they have and the celebratory and prideful nature of the Obama election works to their advantage.
Well, in some ways, ethnic media are faring better than more general audience, traditional newspapers, radio, and television stations. Like, for example, KMEX and La Opinión are doing very well. And a number of markets on the broadcasting side, for example, the Spanish language stations are the ratings leaders. On the other hand, they haven't been immune from the same kinds of layoffs and contraction that the other media outlets are experiencing, Richard. So just overall, would you say that ethnic media are better positioned in this time or worse?
That's a tough one. It just depends on which ethnicity, for one thing. I think the Hispanic media are better positioned because they have the language advantage, for one thing. That's something that the African-American media do not have. So But on the other hand, you don't have an Asian American national media in terms of broadcasting or in terms of print, and yet we see Asian Week magazine folding its print edition, and I've forgotten the name of the National Asian American Cable Network. But anyway, they folded as well. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. You know, as I said, I think for Latino media, they're faring the best among the ethnic media.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and we're talking about minority-owned media, specifically newspapers, and we're talking about whether these media outlets are faring better or worse than general audience media in these difficult economic times. John Treanor, what's your take on this?
Well, according to the National Association of National Association of Newspapers, the size of the advertising revenue generated by newspapers is about $34 billion. That is before the recession. There's really no clear size of the market right now. The Hispanic side of the business is about $900 million. That is less than 1% of the size. It's between 2 to 3% of the size. When you compare it to the size of the population, which we are about 15% of the total market, Hispanic media has been misrepresented. So there's only one way to go but up right now with the recession hitting. A lot of companies are re-examining the way that they're going to market and providing solutions to have a better percentage of their revenue geared to specific audiences that are driving revenue for their businesses is really helping.
We recently spoke with a pioneering Native American journalist, Tim Gallego, who just started a new paper called the Native Sun News. And I asked him, I said, what do you know that everybody else doesn't know starting a newspaper in this environment? And he said that one reason he's optimistic is, frankly, the digital divide, that even though many general audience people are moving toward online news sources, that those just aren't as predominant in the communities that he serves. So newspapering is still a habit. If people are going to get their news, they're generally going to get it from a newspaper. So I wanted to ask each of you, Richard, what is your take on that? Is there a way in which the digital divide actually serves the interest of ethnic media, or is that gap closing so quickly that doesn't still provide an advantage?
Well, I just don't think that newspapers have been a primary means of communication in the African American community. I think radio and television are much more substantive in terms of the way people share information, and now the internet is coming along as well. And unless black newspapers and magazines let me take that back about magazines. Magazines are thriving as well, and relatively speaking. But newspapers, unless they get on the internet along with everybody else, they're going to suffer the same fate as the mainstream newspapers.
Is there still a need for these papers? Is there still a market for these papers, I guess is the question.
Oh, yes. I think there is a market for those papers if they maintain their relevance and become even more relevant. But they've got to, sharpen up, and they've got to provide things that nobody else is providing, and they've got to be timely. That's crucial. I mean, as we move into this 24/7 news environment, the African-American media have to be there, too.
Yeah, John, what's your take on this? And of course, Oi has there's a good news, bad news story about Oi. Oi publishes a daily edition in Chicago, but recently scaled back from daily to weekly in Los Angeles, which has to be at least awkward because Oi is, of course, means today.
Today.
Today. So what about that? Do you think there is still a market for these kinds of publications long term?
Absolutely. I believe that wherever you see two dailies in one market, that makes increased competition for both papers. I think the trend in the long run is going to be to have one major daily paper that is for Hispanic, and that is probably across the board because the market is, as you say, is shrinking. But it's not affecting that much the Hispanic market, though. Our audience, remember, the vast majority don't have desk jobs. So the portability that a newspaper provides and the in-depth stories that you can read in print is still viable. Although Hispanics seem to be migrating a little bit faster to mobile, We are trying to capture that by we happen to publish newspapers, but we are positioning ourselves as a news and information source for the market, and we cover stories that pretty much no one covers, just like Richard just mentioned.
What about the Spanish language aspect of it? There's people with all different times of presence in this country, but as Latinos are born here as opposed to immigrating here and are English primary, do you think that is there still a market for a Spanish language publication like yours?
Absolutely. Nationwide, only about 11% of the Hispanic population is only English speaking. The vast majority are bilingual, and what we've seen and the research that we've done with our readers is that language happens to be the way that they prefer to consume their news, or Spanish is important, but they are also bilingual. So, for example, our digital strategy has a portion of it that is bilingual, and we're trying to target that by generation. So our digital presence is more youth-oriented, entertainment, has a lot of video. In print, in contrast, we kind of target the parents of the audience that we're reaching with online.
What's the most important story you're covering right now, John Traynor?
Well, part of the success of Hoy is, if you look at the success of a broadcast, Hispanics are very, we really like the novelas. So what we stepped back and said, okay, the novela, the characters of the novela in Chicago is our community. Let's be part of that. And we're covering every day something relevant about our community. We grew the size of our reporters in the metro area. We're digging stories that are moving, that make people cry, that make people laugh, that are relevant, that really hit home.
Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there for now. John Traynor is the publisher of Oi in Chicago. He was kind enough to join us from WBEZ in Chicago. Richard Prince is the author of the online publication Journalisms. He was kind enough to join us by phone from Washington. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Great to be back.
Thank you very much, Michelle.